This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is none to guide aright. Wabaat. This week we commemorated Thanksgiving, and showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving thanks is something that we should do every day of the year. I know the kids were off here in the school on Friday, then Saturday, Sunday were off. Then Monday was PED day, and PED stands for professional development for teachers. But for parents, PED stands for parents' destruction, because when the kids stay home, this is a terrible time for them. But my message today is, alhamdulillah, stay positive no matter what. So now, this gives us the chance to sit back and think about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, there's this amazing ayah in Surah Luqman where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَامَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. So it says in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered you with His favors and blessings, those of which you know and those of which you don't know, those of which you see and those of which you don't see. So, alhamdulillah, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you Islam is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Allah calls it a blessing in the Quran, in Surah Ma'idah. The fact that you are able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a favor, because a lot of people, they have these favors and they fail to give thanks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a wife or a husband. He gave you a house, He gave you a job, He gave you good health, He gave you amazing kids, so many good things, a good education. So there's, wallahi, there's a lot to be grateful for. You are one of the chosen few, because there are millions in this world. They don't show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are thankless. There are many who are husbandless, or wifeless, or childless, or homeless, or houseless, or carless, or jobless. And the list goes on and on and on. So wallahi, there's a lot to be grateful for. So now we're talking about the favors and the blessings we can't see. Can you tell me how your liver functions? Do you know exactly how your eye can see or how your ear can hear? We can't imagine how they work, the drums and the antenna, all these things, retina and so on and so forth. We don't know. And wallahi, I know some individuals in my village in Egypt, they are farmers. They're amazing people, including some in my family. They don't know that there is an organ inside their body that is called pancreas. They had no clue that this organ exists. But still it functions inside. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. What you see and what you don't see. What you know and what you don't know. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ was always seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thank Him. اللَّهُمَّ عِنِّي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ. Ya Allah, help me to remember you and thank you enough, because I can't do it on my own. You have to help me here, right? To show you gratitude. I'm not here today to speak about, you know, the favors from Allah and how to be grateful for them. I'm here to talk about a different type of a blessing that we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is ni'matul ibtila, the blessing of taking the test or being put to the test. And this, whether we like it or not, this world, if you haven't found out already, this is not Jannah. This is the world, this is the dunya, right? So we're always put to the test. And we don't get to choose the questions in the test. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be testing you all the time. So whether you like it or not, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from you is to be grateful to Him and thank Him. If something good comes your way, alhamdulillah. If something bad comes your way, alhamdulillah. We are told in authentic hadith that the Prophet ﷺ was tested. This is just one example. He lost 6 out of his 7 children in his lifetime. He lost Khadija radiallahu anha. He lost Abu Talib radiallahu anha, and so on and so forth. And the Sahaba said, Wallahi ma ra'ayna ahadan akthara tabassuman min Rasulillah. Wallahi, we never saw anyone who smiled more than Muhammad ﷺ. So he had this positive attitude, and I'm just giving you one example. The examples are so many of the tests and the challenges and the difficulties that the Prophet ﷺ had to go through. So if you look at the task in the right way, wallahi, this is a ni'mah, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that deserves gratitude. There's this story of a Turkish brother, he lives in Hamilton. I don't know him personally, but I know from a friend. He told me the story. So there was this story of a brother from Turkey and his wife. They live in Hamilton. So this brother, they had a baby girl. And the baby girl was born prematurely. And the daughter, their daughter had a medical condition. So she didn't accept food from inside. If her mother nursed her, she would throw up the food. And if they feed her, she will throw up the food. So eventually, they have to give her food through a tube that goes through the belly. Long story short, you know, she ended up in the intensive care unit, and they hooked her up to the life support machine. So eventually, the doctor says, and the doctor said, that, you know, her case is irreversible, she is in a critical condition, we have to take the machine out, and they told the father, you have to authorize us, you have to sign the papers to take the life support away, and eventually, of course, the daughter will die. And the father was crying, and he was standing in salah, Ya Allah, don't put me in a position to authorize the death of my daughter, because I will never forgive myself for the rest of my life. So eventually he started to go from one masjid to another, to speak to one imam to another. And the imam said, no, you don't sign the papers because you are taking her life away. So eventually one imam said, brother, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Just sign the papers, you have done your best. The doctor or the doctors is or are the mufti in this case. If they say her condition is irreversible, she's gonna die, she can't survive on her own, just sign the papers and khalas. So that night he was again praying and he was crying, Ya Allah, don't put me in that position to sign the paper and authorize the death of my daughter. In the morning he went to the hospital and they gave him the papers, he went to the office. And he was about to sign the papers, his hand was shaking. And the nurse came and she was out of breath. And she said, stop, don't sign the paper. And the pen dropped out of his hand. And she said, there's no need because your daughter just died on her own. And he smiled and he made sajda and he said, Alhamdulillah, that I didn't have to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it. Because I would never forgive myself till the end of my life. So subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put a blessing in every difficult situation that you go through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. So two things to take away today, inshallah, before we leave the khutbah. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send difficulties your way, either for tahdhib or for ijtiba. So tahdhib basically means that Allah will refine you. Just like when they take a precious element, like gold or silver or something else, and they put it in the fire to refine it. The more heat, the finer you will become. So look at it this way. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends good things your way or bad things your way, this is just to refine you. And we know that power corrupts and money corrupts. Look at the example of Fir'aun. When Allah gave him, you know, authority, or Qarun, Allah gave him money, they would say, oh, look at me, who are you? Right? So if you are healthy, you are wealthy, in a good position, why do you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some people react this way, I have everything. Why do I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some people think this way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will think you these bad things to bring you back. So this is basically like the brakes in your car. The good thing about the brakes, they help you stop in time to avoid something worse. So Allah will send the bad things your way, just like the brakes. And speaking of the brakes, I have to tell the story of a brother that I know from Hamilton. And this, Oakville, he's a good friend. He is in his 70s. So one day I was with him in his car. He was driving us to the masjid from the hotel. And he said, I get speeding tickets all the time. And wallahi al-azim, they gave him a speeding ticket as he was talking to me in the car. I said, dude, you're amazing. Like, he got more tickets than anyone else in the entire planet. They gave him a ticket. And I told him, wallahi, there is a solution. There is this trick that you do to waive speeding tickets. It was a study that was done in Norway, and it was supported by another study in the US and many other places in the world. And it was supported by scientists. And the studies say there's only one way to waive speeding tickets. And I told him, the study says, and this is what the scholars say, when you're driving, right? So basically in front of you, there's something called speedometer. So you look at it, it has an arrow, it moves from 1 to 80. And there is something else, maybe you are not aware, it's called a road sign, right? So if it says 60, make sure that your speedometer is at 60. This is amazing and it's scientifically proven, wallahi. If you do this, this is the easiest way to waive speeding tickets. And he believed me because I told him it is supported by studies and scientists. He didn't know. This is amazing, man. I changed his life. Yeah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you these difficulties and hardships and bad things to wake you up. Why? Because if your life is very smooth, good health, good money, good family, no problem, then you will start whining about small things. Wallahi, small things you will be whining about. Okay, think about it. You are driving on the highway. And this is what happens all the time, and we start whining and crying. So your lane is very slow. You're on the highway. It's always green on the other side of the fence. So you move to the other lane, and all of a sudden, your new lane stops. What is this? And you go crazy, right? You're late for an appointment, because I know our people were always late, right? So you're late for an appointment, and it seems to you, at least, that every single traffic light that you come across turns red, 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 red. So when you're driving, it's like a batikh, like tarbuz, all the way. It's always red, then you go crazy. Why me? Why are they picking on me? Right. You are marinating your biryani in the kitchen as soon as you dip your hands in the spices that are spicy like Jahannam. All of a sudden, your nose is itchy. You can't, I can't scratch it, why me? Right? Every time you call your wife or your husband or your friend or the imam, they never pick up. And every single time you call a wrong number, someone has to answer. Hasta luego, amigo. Someone in Mexico, they answer. Right? Dude, this is like crazy. And you go nuts. You always see stuff in the house, the screwdriver, for example, it's everywhere. In your salah, you see it in front of you. Your eating is right there on the table. When you actually need it, nowhere to be found. Someone is picking on me, why? Like, so you start whining about these small things, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you difficulties and hardships to wake you up. You have to pick your fights, right? So whenever you come across something difficult or something big, it makes you appreciate the small things that come your way. And again, the lesson is to wake you up and open your eyes to see the world the way it is, right? So we should accept it this way, that it's a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it could have been worse. So tahdhib. And number two, an ijtiba. Ijtiba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses you for a favor. So He will send you these small things to see what you will do. Whether you will start whining or you will be grateful. One thing I learned from a new Muslim brother in Edmonton, wallahi, one of the most amazing things you can ever hear. The brother said, if you are thankful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more to thank for. If you keep whining, He will give you more to whine about. This is amazing. And the brother told me this after he took Shahada. He didn't know that this is actually an ayah from the Quran. Surah Ibrahim, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. It's an ayah in the Quran, right? He didn't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you something small, a gift. Some would say, I need something bigger. Like, what is this? This is not enough. Or He will give you a small mushkila. Why me? Why are you picking me? Like, some people have this attitude. One of the most amazing hadith in Musnad of Imam Ahmad, and the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاه سائر. So a beggar, someone came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Musnad of Imam Ahmad, an authentic hadith, to ask for something. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had nothing with him. It was in the masjid, and the Sahaba were there, and this man came to ask for something. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the only thing he could find to give him was a small date. Like, he gave him a date. فَاسْتَسْخَطَهَا الرَّجُلُ وَلَمْ يَقْبَلْهَا. والناس اللي بيعرفوا عربي استسخطها مش سخطها ده استسخطها like يعني كان غضبان جدا تمره شو what is this like he was not happy زي بالضبط لما يقول لك اصبر واصطبر لما تزود حرف في اللغه العربيه معناها انه صبر اكثر يصرخون ويصطرخون هم يصطرخون فيها لما تزود حرف اكثر معناها ان المعنى فهو لم يسخطها استسخطها So the man was not happy when the Prophet ﷺ offered him the only thing he had at the time, one date. They have his night Magduli date. Very nice. He gave it to him. He said, what is this? Just one? He was crazy. And he didn't accept it. فمر بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سائل آخر فأعطاه إياها. Then another person came to ask the Prophet ﷺ for something. And the Prophet ﷺ gave him that exact same date. فَقَالَ رَجُلْ تَمْرَةٌ مِّنْ يَدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ What a great honor! A man came, another person came, and the Prophet ﷺ gave him the exact same date. And the person was amazed. One date from the hand of the Prophet ﷺ. What a great honor! فَأَمَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنْ يُعْطُوهُ 400 دِرْهَمٍ فَوْقَهَا So the Prophet ﷺ, when the man was grateful, So the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba, give him, on top of that, give him 400 dirham, 400 silver coins. He was grateful, so he gave him more. The other one who was whining, he gave him nothing. Khalas, go home, khalas. This is the ayah that we came across. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always make us grateful. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you something, be grateful. Have this positive attitude. They say there is this story, Because we sometimes, wallah, I understand, there's so much misery and injustice in the world. So we keep asking, why there's war? People are suffering, orphans, people are dying. Why? It's a legitimate question. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be positive. Do something. So they have this story of this man, he was traveling from one place to another, and he came across war in one place. He moved to another place where there was drought or famine. A third place there was disease. And the person got so emotional and he raised his hand and he said, Ya Allah, people are dying, there is war. Ya Allah, there is sickness. Ya Allah, there is famine, people are hungry. Ya Allah, what did you do about it? And the answer was, I created you. What did you do about it? Right? So you need to be positive and do something about it. If you look at the example of Yusuf alayhi salam, he was in the well and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him on the throne because of he was positive. You see someone like Muhammad Ali, he lost his bike when he was young, 10, 11 years old, and he thought that this is the end of the world for me. And eventually he became the heavyweight champion. He was very famous and so on and so forth. Malcolm X, he ended up in jail when he was young. He was a hustler, he ended up in jail. And because he believed in himself, he was positive. So alhamdulillah, he became an activist and he became a great person after he left the ideology of the Nation of Islam and he became a true Muslim the last year of his life. So he changed completely and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him successful because of his attitude. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from you in difficult times, is to have a positive attitude. فَتَنْقَلِبْ الْنِقْمَ إِلَى نِعْمَةً وَتَنْقَلِبْ الْمِحْنَ إِلَى مِنْحَ So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين وبعد just a quick announcement inshallah that tomorrow we have the annual Anatolian Motivation Conference. So we want you to come and show your support. So the theme for this year is about how to protect your marriage and maintain a healthy relationship. And how, your rights and obligations in the marriage as a husband and wife, and how to navigate your relationship in difficult and challenging times. We have some amazing speakers. We have marriage coaches. We have legal experts. To give us the information on how to live a happy marriage life here in Canada, inshallah ta'ala. So if you need more information, there are posters downstairs, and there is also the website, Anatolian Motivation Conference. So we have the lectures from 2, Come for Salat al-Dhuhr 1:30 for registration, but the actual event will start at 2 and will finish by 8 in time for Salat al-Isha. So please join us. Babysitting, food. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our good deeds, forgive our sins. Ameen, ameen, rabbil alameen. Wa aqimus salaam.